A frequent comment I receive from constituents is that the government needs to do something to fix our immigration system, specifically how we process people entering our country as refugees. 1 in 10 refugees resettled each year worldwide find a haven in Canada, more than in any other developed country in the world. Yet our generosity is too frequently taken advantage of by people claiming illegitimate refugee status, including some who have been found guilty in their homelands of serious crimes against humanity. That's why, on February the 16th, 2012, the government introduced Bill C-31, the Protecting Canada's Immigration System Act, legislation that will go far to protect the best interests of Canadians and genuine refugees. Observant Canadians are right. We must close the loopholes and fix the costly process that allows the abuse of our system. Canada is generous and welcoming, but too many taxpayer dollars are being spent on people whose lives are not in danger in their own countries. They merely claim so in order to access our taxpayer-funded health care, welfare, and other social benefits. Bill C-31 will bring integrity back to our asylum system. It will also speed up the process of determining who is and who is not a legitimate refugee. When it's passed, we'll be able to deny bogus claims more quickly, while those who are genuine refugees will get the protection they need sooner. Despite genuine social and political persecution occurring in many Asian and African countries, in 2011, Canada received more refugee claims from the democratic and human rights respecting countries of the European Union. In fact, last year alone, a quarter of all refugee claims were made by European Union nationals. Once landed, within days of arrival, these bogus claimants become eligible for many taxpayer-funded social services and benefits. Because of the current slow process, they may accept these benefits for years while waiting for their refugee claims to be heard. A full 95% of the refugee claims by Europeans are eventually withdrawn, abandoned, or rejected, and often the alleged EU refugees decide on their own to return to the country which they claimed endangered their lives. Those bogus claims from Europe cost Canadian taxpayers more than $170 million per year. Canadians want improvements to Canada's immigration system. Bill C-31 will help our government put a stop to those who seek to abuse our generosity. Even Don Davies, NDP immigration critic, agrees that such action is necessary. What we need to do is build a system that has a fast and fair determination process, he says, and that's something I'll give Minister Kenney credit for. Bill C-31 is good legislation. It will save taxpayers money, $1.65 billion over 5 years. It will protect genuine refugees, and it will speed up the removal of bogus refugees. And that's in every Canadian's best interest. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton-Melville, wishing you a good day.